Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
To kick it off, I really dig the name of your book in terms of using regime in the title, the self-esteem regime, because I'm a big advocate for making things very practical and applicable. Right. And the idea of applying a regime things is pretty cool.
Was the kitschiness of the rhyme, which was kind of the hook of it all. And then the definition of regime, of course, I lived in Italy for 30 years, so I understand that regime is really a word that probably is best not used because of the war, because of the Nazis. But regime really is as a definition, is an organized way of doing things. And that's what this book does. It's, you're not going to read about self-esteem. You're going to do the self-esteem from the first. And each chapter begins with a reword. And so we release, we rebuild, you take responsibility. And as you're going through the book, you know, you reinvent, I forget all the damn chapters I've got, but you know, there are different, you know, it's really a manual, if you will, it's homework.
What prompted you on your own personal journey to write the book?
Are we already recording? We are.
We are. We're going. Yeah. Straight into it.
I had no idea. The idea was, you know, over the years as a young child watching my mother and grandmother and having a perception of them as being these phenomenal, you know, personalities in my life, and their perception not being the same of themselves. And so mom, beautiful lady, you know, never wanted to have her picture taken, was always kind of putting herself down, never, you know, it's just not really living in happy, healthy self-esteem. And so, okay, noted. And this is really for young girls, this is who we're looking up to. My grandmother, another lovely looking woman, you know, decided one day she needed to lose weight. When I tell you, Daniel, she didn't need to lose an ounce, but she convinced herself she did. She took 2 diet pills, choked on them, perforated her esophagus, and wound up in the hospital for 6 weeks. And as a young girl, I thought, well, good Lord, I mean, I look at my grandmother and I think she's stunning. What is it that grandmom doesn't see that I see? So that sort of got me, you know, in very intrigued. As I went to high school, obviously, girls, young girls, not happy with the way they look, wanting to alter their appearances, in toxic relationships. As I moved on into the modeling world, and I was, you know, really modeling with let's call it the 1%, the true models that were, you know, on all of the runways, all on all the covers, that were getting all the beauty campaigns. These were the 1%ers, right? That I had, you know, the great luck of working with, and most people would look at them and think, oh my God, you know, they're fabulous and they've got this great luck. To my point, even some of the girls that I worked with were toxic relationships, drugs, alcohol, you know, they just were it was obvious that they were not living in happy, healthy self-esteem. And by the way, I get that, you know, as youngsters or younger people, we're going through it. We have to find ourselves and we do things, you know, that, you know, in our younger years that we probably wouldn't do in our, you know, our elder years. But, you know, it just hit home to me that there was a correlation between the 1% of the most beautiful models in the world and my mother in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Where was the connection? And the obvious connection, it was, again, the lack of happy, healthy self-esteem. So that was really what put me onto it. It was the frustration and by the way, I went through it too, don't get me wrong. It was the frustration of seeing all these really lovely, you know, women in my life. And then it went, you know what? This is happening to men too, because it's really important to note that self-esteem doesn't discriminate, right? It's straight across the board. And that our guys today need as much help, guidance and assistance and support as the girls do. There's no distinction, if you will. It doesn't discriminate through age. It doesn't discriminate race. It doesn't discriminate in religion. It just doesn't discriminate. So, you know, it's really an important, it's one of those kind of things that, as I said, it goes really wide and very deep. Self-esteem, and we could talk about emotional intelligence. We could talk about generational trauma. There's all kinds of things that help formulate who we are, help form who we are as we grow. And you know, what really is another huge message that I talk about when I do my interviews is the courage that it takes to stand up for yourself. You know, we constantly believe that there is something greater out there. You know, that proverbial, the grass is always greener on the other side. And I offer that the grass is always greener where you water it. And is the grass really greener on the other side, or is it AstroTurf? Meaning, is it fake? Let's take the, you know, social media. All day long, right?
We're is it contrived? Yeah.
It's a lot of times it's the perception that people want you to have of them. Other times there are some very successful people that we should be looking up to and taking notes from, right? But we never want to go onto social media and feel bad about ourselves. That's not the point, you know? So be real, real careful and very mindful about your perception, not only of yourself, but of others as well. It's just an important thing to keep in mind.
Perception is the word. That's what sprung to mind. It's that mismatch you're talking about, the perception of somebody having it all together and having all the kind of exterior stuff mismatched with what's really going on, that invisible life. And you're right, it's not often talked about in the male community, and I think it needs to be talked about more, because like you said, it doesn't discriminate. And then, as we've just said, social media is the kind of ultimate kind of contrived perception. Yeah. Of trying to curate this perfect image of oneself, and it can be really dangerous, I think.
You know, in April, the United States Attorney General came out and said that we do have a youth mental health crisis. Dove Self-Esteem does amazing work especially for young girls, and the perception that they have of themselves. And now with social media, how social media and the algorithms are actually targeting the young girls with what they want them to see, especially when it comes to, you know, you're not good enough, you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not whatever enough. There are all these different filters that are on social media now. A lot of them, one that was called out is called Bold Glamour. And so Dove Self-Esteem came out with a whole campaign. It's beautiful. And said, you know, hashtag turn your back, hashtag no more filters. Turn your back, in other words, turn your back to the filter, right? Don't use them and stop using these filters. Because what it does, Daniel, is it takes an 11-year-old and enhances her to look better than, that does the same with me, right? It makes us look better than we really are in real life, and it makes us feel as though who we really are is not good enough. So these are really nasty messages to be sending along to the kids, because these are generations coming up, and we need them to be strong and mentally healthy.
You mentioned it earlier, but courage, having the courage to be the gatekeeper of your own self-worth, call it, in these times, it feels like you have to be even more fierce in not succumbing to you know, these filters and everything that's just constantly being fed.
Well, what I, you know, I'm not a parent. I've never had children of my own, but I certainly have been mother to many. And what I do, because I'm just motherly and I'm a character, I'm just a born caretaker, and I love that. I just really think that we need to get the devices out of their hands 24/7. We need to get back to the kitchen table. If parents were to ask me, and they don't, but if they were to, I'd say, let's get back to the kitchen table. How much does it really take out of the day? You know, get them into the kitchen, have them helping you do things, have them help you set the table while you're chopping up the onions or whatever, you know, is going on, and really have conversations with, how was your day? Because usually kids are going to go, fine, good, you know, really try to keep them, you know, in the area with you and take a deeper dive into the conversation, and then have that, you know, have a really nice chat at the table. Well, let me tell you about my day then, you know, if you don't, you know, just keep, you know, let them know that they've got parents in their lives. They've got a mother, they've got a father. They may have separate kind of situation where they have a mother and a father in another home. You know, it's kind of all over the place right now. But I think you really, you know, need to get these kids back into in some places, in some, you know, and I would like to start with the kitchen table for sure.
Mm. The danger is that it's rewiring brains and how we keep that in check. It's
right.
And I mean, it just always frustrates me that the main driver behind social media is supposed to be connection, and it's as big as disconnect as possible. And don't get me wrong, I'm on it, and I'm just trying to manage the way I use it. I see, you said earlier, there's people on there that we can learn from and everything. So I think it's how it's managed. But it's quite the beast, and we've never seen anything like it.
We have to be really mindful of, you know, as we move forward, is AI. You know, but that's not the conversation we're having. I'm just saying, when it comes to social media and what we're, you know, garnering from the internet are things we really have to be careful of and mindful of. So, you know, just the idea of getting the devices out of their hands, you know, the whole 24/7, and getting back to that kitchen table, with some real, you know, affection, attention, some loving, some hugs, a pizza and Netflix, whatever, you know, snuggled on a couch, whatever that is, as long as that device is, you know, out of their hands, at least for an hour or two a day. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those things that it's kind of like, you know, the horse is already out of the barn, if you will. But I think that if we had some reins on the horse and, you know, and we had a fence around the perimeter, we're probably still, you know, safe.
Yeah, the danger is, you know, when parents are stressed, and it gives them a break from the kids as well. So it's quite, I think the parents have to be just as, I'm a parent myself, I have to be just as conscious myself, like, don't just go the easy option if things are a little bit stressful, and get a break by handing the phone over, like punch through it.
Without a doubt.
I read you kind of have four pillars for self-esteem. What are those?
Okay, so it's look good, feel good, be good, and greater good. And what that really means is outside, inside, head, and heart. And so when we talk about look good, you know what that means. We have a little bit of a lilt in our step when we know we look in the mirror and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. We can start our day, you know, off in a good way. Feel good is diet, exercise, and nutrition. It just all works together, and that works together also with our brain and our brain health, which is something, you know, it was never talked about 10, 15 years ago. Now brain health has come to the fore as to how important it really is to be eating the proper things and, you know, drinking and staying hydrated and all those things that are, I'm not a doctor, nor do I, you know, profess to, nor did I want to be, but, you know, I do read enough and I stay very well researched on what it, you know, what a healthy brain means for the rest of our body. And of course, our gut being our second brain, you know, we want to be making sure that we eat the proper things as well and stay away from a lot of the junk. So that that's that. Then be good is, you know, leadership. It's relationships. It's your finances. It's your business. It's a lot of the other really, you know, the things that you do in life that you really want, like, to be really good about. You want to be mindful of. You want to be on top of your game. And then the greater good is giving back, paying it forward, tithing, volunteering, those kinds of things. That it might be something. It might be something just, you know, small. That you do to be just really, you know, a kind-hearted person, or it could be something more broad stroke, depending on, you know, on what it is that you feel you can do for, first of all, starting at home, and then, because kindness does start at home, and then for the community at large. You know, I like to say to people, you know, right now there's not a lot of money going around for a lot of people. They can just tithe, or they can just, you know, give to charities. So why don't we smile, you know, smile at someone, hold an elevator door open, help a woman down the stairs with her baby carriage, stand up for the elderly and a pregnant woman on public transportation, just the silly kindness things that we used to do once upon a time that really don't seem to get done as much anymore. Everybody's very angry now. Daniel, I don't know about there in Europe, but here there's a lot of anger. People are really unhinged. A lot of people are very unhinged, and we see it every day on social media. We definitely see it on our news. We really need to get back to just, you know, coming back into ourselves, probably a little more meditation, a little more self-care, a little more me time, if you will, just taking time away. I had to do it for, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I took a week off. I couldn't even look at the computer. I was so overwhelmed by, you know, what was, I got to take a week off, which I never do. But I knew that I was getting to the point where I really needed to just, I was productive, but I was productive in a different way. Like, I wrapped all the Christmas presents already for this year, or, you know, I cleaned, or I, you know, I reorganized a closet. I was productive, but I just couldn't wrap my head one more day around, you know, business and what needed to be done and all, you know, because it can be overwhelming. So be really mindful about where you are on every given day and give yourself some grace. Give yourself some permission to do a little less sometimes. You know, don't push so hard, because when you push that hard, there, you know, there could be the tendency to snap, and that's not healthy either.
Yeah, the resistance, the clinging can just create further resistance. Yeah, I know that firsthand. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the anger is a global thing. I find in Europe there's a little bit more of a sense of community here.
Yes.
And it's funny, just from what you were saying, like in German, I don't know if you know any German, but for thank you, you can say Danke or Danke dir. Like, Danke is thanks and Danke dir is thank you. Mm-hmm. But because my English brain is used, when I hear the word dir, it's quite endearing.
Yes.
And so, like, just coming out the gym before, I opened the door for quite a big dude. And he said, Danke dir. And it was the simple thing that you mentioned earlier, but to me it resonates kind of differently because of that dear sound. But regardless, it's just a nice little gesture.
It's
of
always
like,
it's the silliest little thing, right? Because you never know. I love the saying, you know, you walk a mile in someone else's shoes. You never know. And the perception that you have of someone else, it looks like they're doing amazing. And they've got the two Lamborghinis outside of this big, huge villa. You know the people. You know, you've seen them on social. Is it real? Is it true? Or were those things, were they all rented for the day? You know, you don't know. And then, you know, just coming back and wanting to do something really nice and really kind for somebody, you know, it doesn't take a lot. Sometimes it's a compliment. You know, I go to the supermarket. Oh, I really love that top. Never saw that woman before in my life. I'll never see her again. You know, silly stuff. But, you know, you made somebody feel good, you know, and which makes you feel good. So it's kind of a win-win. It's silly stuff, I know. And again, so, you know, we could be, you know, taking some really deep dives into what it means to, you know, come back and be tenacious about your personal development, your self-improvement. And again, going back to the word courage, because the work that you will do on yourself is something not only you owe to yourself, but everyone else that you will ever, you know, become involved with, have a relationship with, be in the same room with, teach to, preach to, whatever, you know, business you're in. And, you know, people say, you know, my mantra is, I want to be a better person tomorrow than I am today, right? That, you know, there is never any competition. The only competition that you ever have, Daniel, is with yourself and who you were yesterday. That's it. Who were you yesterday? and then wanting to be the best that you can possibly be. Really important thing also is, you know, is our value system. It's our blueprint. It's life's blueprint. So your value system, I say, give me your top four values right now. A lot of people go, not really sure what values are, what a value system is. That should be your life's blueprint right there. So mine is, I take the high road, which is honesty, integrity, gratitude, and honor. And when I come to the table, when I come to an interview, when I come to a meeting, when I, no matter what I do, I come with those four things. You can bet on that. Now, I'm not always the most popular person in the room because I'm going to tell you straight up and I'm going to give you my honest opinion and, you know what I mean? But I'm willing to die on that hill. You know, those are the risks that you will take when you want to be living in full on integrity with some really strong boundaries. And that's another really a strong thing about self-esteem that we talk about are boundaries, right? People think that, you know, boundaries means you have to be angry and you have to set them into with ease, grace, and glory. Just say, hey, what you just said kind of, or what you just did kind of hurt me a little bit. Can we talk about that? May I explain to you why? And most people, Daniel, are going to go, gosh, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again. If somebody says to you, oh, come on, get over yourself. What's the matter with you? You're probably in a toxic relationship.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, no, boundaries, I was going to touch on that for sure. And the thing I said earlier about being the gatekeeper of your own self-worth, like boundaries comes into that massively. And I know when I was younger, it was something I really, really struggled with. Far better at it now. And I think being willing to step into the discomfort when you're setting a boundary is a thing, having the courage again to step into that discomfort and say, hey, that's not appropriate, or I need this, or, you know, don't do that.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's yelling and screaming. I grew up in a home where a lot of yelling and screaming was done. So I kind of left that, you know, my familial tribe with a little bit of PTSD. I'm not going to lie. There was a little bit of violence and alcohol involved, a lot of violence and alcohol involved. But, you know, I left with PTSD and stomach conditions, right? Because of the stress of it all. So when I started out in the world, 18, 19, 20 years old, I felt that the louder I screamed and yelled, the more powerful I was. And of course, it doesn't work that way out in the real world, right? That's not it. So there was definitely a reworking of, you know, reimagining, and it was an awakening. It was like, wow, there's a whole different way of being out here, which is really what pushed me into, back in the day, we had 3 bookstores here in the United States. We didn't have internet yet, but there were 3 bookstores, and there was a little section in the back, Daniel, it was called self-help. And that's where I, you know, about 40, 50 books, no big deal. But I'm talking about 30, 35, 40 years ago, right? Because that's when I was in those bookstores. And that's where I got a lot of my, again, guidance, support, solace, because I wanted to know why. I wanted to, how could I be better? Like, you know, I needed answers. And now I'm happy to say that my book is in Barnes & Noble. It's the only bookstore that, you know, it's been there for about almost 2 years now. But the idea now that when you walk in there, there's rows upon rows upon rows upon rows called personal development. And again, it just goes back, doesn't it, to, you know, to people wanting, people are always looking for, people are in pain. Let's not, you know, let's call it a spade. Yeah. People are in pain.
Yeah.
People need the help. They need the guidance. They need the assistance. They may not have had, you know, the perfect parents, may not have parents at all. Maybe they didn't have good, strong role models. You know, whatever it, the case scenario is, it's on us. It is our sacred duty to want to be better, to want to better ourselves, again, not only for ourselves, but for those around us, for our businesses, for our value statements, you know, for all of the things that we want to do in our lives that will even help. You know, when they say a rising tide raises all boats, they say all ships, but the original quote was all boats. And I want to raise that tide.
Yeah, awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Here's another one I love to bring up. And that is, you know, you hear very frequently about, I am enough. You are enough. We are enough. Everybody's enough. I looked up the definition of enough, and it is only as much as is required. So by definition, the word enough isn't enough. Here's the new mantra.
In itself.
Mm. Here's the new mantra. I am so much more than enough. I am so much more than enough. We have in the book, we do the mirror work. Mirror work was something, it was called mirror therapy. And it was during my readings with some of Louise Hay's works. And then with Jack Canfield, who was, you know, the co-writer with the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. So Jack also used it in his works. And I figured if those two titans of the personal development industry could use mirror work, I'd use it in my book as well. And it's where you talk to yourself in the mirror and you say the lovely things that you like to, you really, you know, build up your self-esteem by talking to yourself. It looks weird. It feels weird. It sounds weird. It is weird. You probably want to do it when nobody else is around. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. And it's funny because I was working with an intern recently and I gave her this project to do and she was able to get to the mirror and go through some motions, but she wasn't able to talk. She was like, I just couldn't do it. It just felt so weird. I just, you know, because again, there we go back to that courage part, the work that it's going to take, the discomfort you may feel, the embarrassment you may feel, to look at yourself and say, I really like you. You know, Clarissa, I really love you. And I'm so proud of that presentation that you did on Friday in front of the group. You did such an amazing job. And I forgive you for that one time that, you know, what you're actually doing is saying the things that you really want to hear that nobody else is going to tell you. Right? They're not going to tell you, you know. So by doing this, and again, it's a really odd kind of exercise, but I promise you, it's one of the most impactful things you will ever do for your self-esteem.
Yeah, we're not kind enough to ourselves often, and some of that self-talk, I know personally, can be really quite brutal.
Oh, it's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty.
Sometimes if somebody wants to be critical or if creative work or whatever, it's I can kind of wear it because it doesn't compare to what I say to myself
absolutely.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So this exercise of giving yourself some kind of treatment in the mirror sounds awesome. I actually like to ask guests if they have a small challenge that they could suggest for listeners, and perhaps the mirror therapy is a good one.
Did you say a challenge for business?
For the listeners.
Oh,
sorry.
For listeners. No.
Yeah, yes.
Here's one. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, so it's I normally get guests to suggest a challenge and nothing major, but just from their own expertise and personal journey. So, but the mirror therapy is a good one.
That's
but if
great.
You have another one, that's awesome.
I do. Yeah. I do, and it's this. And I love leaving people with this because I think it really kind of brings it home. And that is something that, you know, that I absolutely love. And every once in a while I have a difficult recalling it, but I absolutely love it. And it is loyalty. Is when you've got my back behind my back. And so the case scenario is everybody's at the, you know, at the office and at the water cooler and everybody's dishing and dragging Susie Q. You know, I had four or five people at the water cooler and they're just, oh, that damn Susie Q, she's this and she's that. And she said this and she did that. And you see the way she's dressed and got all of that, you know, the way people are and the way people can be. If you were to walk up to that group and go, hey guys, I know Susie Q, and that's not the Susie Q I know. Maybe she's just having a bad day. Maybe she needs a hug. And you turn on your heel and walk away. That's a couple of different things that you've done to change that dynamic. First of all, they're probably going to hate you for it because, you know, they're going to say, who does she think she is, right? But really what it does is it kind of puts a little bit of an embarrassing note in there for them, something to rethink, you know, this whole fostering, you know, and festering of wanting to really be nasty towards someone. And maybe it even puts the seed that maybe they do need to go over and say something nice to Susie Q. Maybe she is having a bad day. And if it were me, I'd want somebody to be compassionate and kind to me. So, you know, so it kind of, it puts into motion, right, a whole different way. Everybody's going to take it differently. But 4 or 5 people are going to take it all differently, right? Everybody's going to get a little something out of that. But it is really, I've got your, you know, loyalty is when I've got your back, behind your back. And, you know, just stop doing it, you know, because when you gossip like that, it's only, really is only, it's your insecurities and wanting to make yourself feel better about yourself. And it just does the absolute opposite. So, do, you know, just don't do it. It's just nasty.
That's very cool. I really, nothing annoys me more than gossip. I just think it's a waste of time and energy. And I haven't really had a conscious strategy, but that, like, to push back on it again probably involves a level of discomfort, like we said earlier. But yeah, I think that's awesome because it would just defuel and confront people. And you're right, it's probably coming from a place of their own insecurity. And
so Daniel, let me tell you real quick story, because I think this is, so we're out to lunch with some of the girls, you know, every once in a while we get together with the girls for lunch. Okay, 6 of us. And there was one girl that came along, I don't know very well, I've seen her a couple of times, and she sat there like a bump on the log the entire lunch. And so when we, you know, I said, I threw the ball at her a couple of times, you know, to get it, kind of get her to say something. And it just didn't work. When we finally got up and paid the bill, the gal that brought her, you know, that is really her friend, I said, Deborah, what's going on with Lorraine? Is she all right? She's just going through some things, you know, I mean, but, you know, whatever. She didn't feel included. She said she didn't feel included. So I walked away a little miffed because I know I included her. I run the group, right? So I know that I had included her. That was Saturday. Sunday came along and I got a lovely letter, email from Deborah saying, hey, listen, thanks for my birthday gift. Sorry about Lorraine. If she's not the right energy for the group, you cannot invite her anymore. And I wrote back and said, good God, I would never do that. You know, if she was off, no problem. I just want to make sure I didn't do anything wrong. Lorraine writes to me and she says, listen, thanks for my birthday gift, because they both had birthdays, you know, sorry, I was a little bit of a bump on the log, but I will share with you that I've just been told that I have cancer.
Oh.
And here we go back again to, it's perception. Not about us. It's about perception. Have I walked a mile in her shoes? Was I going to be quick to judge? Or in my heart of hearts, did I know something was really wrong? And I went to ask Deborah what it was. Now, it wasn't Deborah's job to tell me that this she had cancer, because it's a very personal thing. But, you know, so to my point, right, I mean, I wasn't unkind to Lorraine, but I was kind of like, gosh, what, you know, what's the deal here? And of course, it came out in the wash.
Yeah, that's a prime example.
Prime example.
Yeah. No, it's a big one. There's just energy is better spent lifting each other up.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Gossip.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Where can people find you and your work?
Pretty much everywhere except Snapchat. You can just go to Clarissa Burt and find me pretty much anywhere. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. I forget what else. Did I get Twitter? I'm everywhere. Just not a Snapchatter. That's all. And the book you can find pretty much anywhere as well. You can find it on Amazon, straight across the world. You can find it on Amazon and Audible. And yeah. It's really doing well. It's just, it's a book again that will, again, you're not going to read about self-esteem. You're going to do the self-esteem. It's written into 12 chapters, each with a reword, and every one of these starting with release and ending with reciprocal, and everything in between is going to move you forward in your personal development journey.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you do the narration on the Audible?
I did.
Ah, great. Great.
I did.
Yeah, I'm always interested to ask that to see if it comes from the.
Yes, I did. I live in Phoenix, but I had to drive up to a studio in Las Vegas for the week because my.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought I was in Las Vegas for the week. I did that. And yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a Pluri Award winning international bestseller, the book at this point. And again, after 2 years, it is still in Barnes & Noble. So it's a crowning, you know, moment for me. And I know that I've gotten some. It's a book that's changing lives one chapter at a time, Daniel. And that really it thrills me. In a way that I can't even express. Yeah. Last time I was in Germany, God, it was when I was doing the Never Ending Story Part 2. I don't know if you know about me. We did the Never Ending Story Part 2, and I was Zaida the Mean Queen in that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually an actor myself. So.
Yeah.
So streak, I mean,
we were in some big sound studios, and it was hotter than Hades, and it was so humid. I mean, it was hot, you know, and of course you can't air condition the big sound studios, but we were pretty, it was, I don't know if it was summer of 89 or summer of 90, because the movie came out in October of 90. So yeah, I think it was.
The first Never Ending Story had a huge impact me on my childhood.
I was not in that. That was in 1986. That was in 1986, yeah. And it did really, really well. The second one didn't do as well, but I was in it, so I like to talk about that because we had a blast. I had a great time. So much fun.
Oh, for sure.
Germany.
Yeah, what a unique experience.
Yeah, Germany. Yeah. Germany's great. But I was living in Italy at the time. I lived in Italy for 30 years, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot. We might have to do a part two. There's a lot we can talk about.
Absolutely.
Did you do other features or was that the only one?
It was really the only one that, you know, I did a lot of different movies in Italy. So there were, you know, different like mini series and different movies that I did there. There was another movie that came out called Caruso Pascoski di Padre Polacco. And that came out in 1988. And that was on the top 10 movies, best-selling movies of the year in 88. But I was really I worked more in television than I did in movies. It was really just more my gig. I loved live audiences. I loved live television. And I produced television. I produced a live television with 18 cameras, a 3-hour live.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You do a lot of TV. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I mean, I loved movies too, but there was a lot of sitting around, you know, and I just loved television. So yeah, I did a lot of TV work.
Ah, very cool. Quite a rich experiences you've had.
Yeah,
there,
so thank you, Daniel, so much.
Awesome. Have a good day over there in hot Arizona.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.